Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Turn up your volume. This is Unfuck Nation. Your host, Gary John Bishop.
All right. Welcome to this week's episode of Unfuck Nation. I am your host, Gary John Bishop. And of course, this is our summer of getting your shit done, right? Like, that's really what this is all about. This is all about that kind of stuff that we've been talking about recently that you and I put up with in our lives, that we tolerate in our lives to the degree that we don't even realize half of this stuff is there. So, you know, when I'd come up with this idea of what to give you as part of the nation here, you know, it was a break from our usual programming, because our usual programming is I'll give you some insight, I'll take a question from the nation, and we'll go from there. I wanted to give you something this summer that really empowered you to take your life on. And so in the last 4 or 5 episodes, actually, I've been laying out the kind of groundwork that one has to do to take your life on, to actually start to break down some of this stuff that's cluttering up your life. And so in the last few episodes, we've been talking about your living environment, what it's like to live at home, what you tolerate there, what you put up with there. And, you know, my expectation of you, and I do have an expectation of you as a member of the nation, is that you'll be a fucking demonstration of this work, the stuff that we're talking about. You see, look, I'm happy for you to be a listener. I'm happy for you to just kind of jump in every week and hear those little bits that you feel as if empower you and make a difference with you. But my passion are the people who are out to set the fucking world on fire, okay? My passion are the kind of people who are like, enough with this life, to reinvent themselves and reinvent what they're up to. And, you know, I get lots of communications from people. I, in fact, just got one the other day from somebody via Twitter, I might add, who had just poured themselves so profoundly into one of the books that they've come out of it the other side with a completely different perspective, not only of themselves, but of their parents. And they've just been on fire, taking the life on. I know some of you, you know, you've gotten the insights and you've used the work here or there, but I wanted to give you something that really is like, as kind of down in the dirt. And so we started off by talking about, you know, the bankruptcy of to-do lists when it comes to starting to restore some integrity to your life. Because that's usually what we do. We usually kind of sort out with some list somewhere about, okay, I need to get this done, I need to get that done. And the nature of human beings is we'll pick the easy shit, right? So we'll pick the stuff that we feel as if we can get the most bang for a buck. We can go, well, I'll do this thing. And, you know, it'll take me 10 minutes. That other thing is going to take me 7 hours. I'll leave that. And what you end up with is all this kind of sludge at the bottom of the list, this kind of weighty sludge. So I gave you a new way to take it on, and that is you got to combine different tasks, if you like. You combine things that are easy to do, things that are doable, and things that you don't want to do. And you combine them into like one giant task occasion in your calendar, right? I've asked you to take that on. I've asked you to approach your life, but we are coming at it from a perspective, as I said, from like your house, where you live. But I want to expand it out, right? Like I said, I think it might have been on last week's episode. You know, I designed a course that's built all around this, and it was an interactive course that actually lasted for a year, that course. And, you know, we got on a live broadcast with the participants once a week for about 45 minutes or an hour, and we went through the assignments for the week, and we, you know, people really took their fucking lives on. But what I've given you, if you listen to the last three or four episodes, you'll hear there's a strategy in it. There's a plan. And I wanted to turn away from this notion of your living environment. Not that you should turn away from it, because whatever you've gotten from the last few episodes, you got to double down on that now and start producing that fucking results. Why? Because your peace of mind is at stake here. But you can use the exact same principles in any area of your life. And an area that I wanted to talk about specifically this week was at your career. Like, what are you doing in your career? What are you tolerating about that? And it might be like, you know, you're in a job and you're working hard and you're aiming for a promotion. It might be you're without work right now. It might be you're at school right now and, you know, you're looking at your future and so on and so forth. But what I really wanted you to get is, and most of my work begins with some element of telling yourself the truth, which isn't always easy because you and I have pretty much got ourselves convinced that our situation is the way it is and that it can't really be different. In fact, all too often when I suggest to people some kind of possibility for their lives, the first thing that falls out of their mouth is why it can't be done for them. You know, I mean, it sounds good for fucking other people. So a new career for you, a new passion, a new purpose, a new thing that you're doing with your life, no matter what you've told yourself about that, is possible for you. It's possible for you. And if you follow the same steps, the things that I talked about, what are you tolerating? List them. What are the easy things to handle? What are the doable things to handle? What does it look like? Oh, that might be too much for me to handle. Put it all together, get it in a calendar, and let's get to fucking work. But of course, you have to develop that muscle, which is actually what we're going to talk about on next week's episode. Okay, we're going to talk about building that muscle for doing what you set out to do. Now, to reach back to what I was talking about just a second ago, though, this methodology, if you like, that I've given you is applicable to every area of your life. You could use the exact same principles in reinventing your relationship. You can use it because there's things you need to do. Some of those things will be easy, some things not so easy, some of those things really challenging. The same goes with stuff like your health, your well-being, your body, your finances, your current place of work. But again, it all roots back to the same spot, doesn't it? Are you bold enough? Are you big enough to tell yourself the truth? We'll find out on next week's episode. See you on the flip side.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.